The views of many American Catholic women on sexual issues seem clear. The National Survey of Family Growth says 97% of them have used modern contraception. The National Catholic Reporter shows that 58% believe they do not have to follow the teachings of their bishop on abortion. John O'Brien, president of Catholics for Choice, says he hopes the Pope is listening.
And I hope that he uses the opportunity of being here in the United States to hear from people about some of the difficulties and some of the problems and the challenges that we face in the Catholic Church.
Next, we have the birth control pill.
The Roman Catholic Church has been opposed to any form of artificial birth control since the 1930s. The church teaches that sex should only take place within the context of marriage, using natural methods of birth control. Law professor Helen Alvarez is a former legal counsel for the National Conference of Bishops and works on pro-life initiatives.
Natural family planning is the Catholic Church's sort of research and response to this. It's a scientifically based process for a woman tracking her fertile and non-fertile periods. People use it really just as much in order to achieve a pregnancy as they do in order to avoid one.
John O'Brien says natural contraception is not realistic in today's world. He says it often leads to unwanted pregnancies and an abortion rate for Catholics that is equal to the general public.
Where Catholics have access to contraception, they use it in spite of what the church says. And that causes an alienation of most ordinary Catholics from the institution.
The church's policy of abstinence before marriage and natural contraception has also drawn criticism from groups dealing with HIV and AIDS. John O'Brien says the church's policies are inhibiting the fight against the epidemic.
When, you know, the United States government was deciding to spend billions of dollars, much needed dollars, in some of the poorest parts of the world on HIV and AIDS prevention, the Catholic Church, the Catholic hierarchy, lobbied hard to stop family planning being included in that, and they won.
There is evidence that the abstinence message has helped in some cases. Helen Alvarez says it is no time for the church to tone down its message.
Do I think we should shut up? Absolutely not. Do I think we'll get a total win? Absolutely not. But I know our message is true, and it has evidence that supports it.
Abortion has long been a controversial issue in the United States. Reverend Arnie Panula is a priest in Washington and a member of Opus Dei, a conservative Catholic organization. He says the church's teaching on abortion is very clear.
And the principle the church is upholding here simply is it's never right to take an innocent life. You know, no matter how that child has been conceived, once you have life there, once you have a human life, the church holds, you know, the sacredness of this life to be inviolable.
The position of Catholics for Choice is that abortion is a private issue of conscience. It says a woman has a right to follow her conscience within church doctrine.
If a woman decides, after really thinking and examining her conscience, that having an abortion is a moral and the right choice for her at that particular time, she is, in Catholic teaching, entitled to do it. It doesn't mean that abortion is a good thing within the Catholic Church.
Since being installed as Pope, Benedict has consistently upheld the Church's policy on abortion and contraception. Vatican watchers say his views are unlikely to change. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.